Page 18, City of Salem, Counselor, Ward 7, First Candidate, Warren Bednarz, B-E-D-N-A-R-Z. Occupation, Small Business Owner. Occupational Background, Commercial Property Management. Educational Background, MBA with Honors, Willamette University, 2009, BA. Economics and Political Science, Willamette University, 1981, South Salem High. Governmental experience, Salem City Council, 2012 to present, Salem River Crossing, West Salem Redevelopment Advisory Board Committee, Salem Downtown Development Advisory Board, Salem Downtown Strategic Steering Committee. Family, married Linda Bednarz, 1983, three children, reliable, responsive, and effective, creating jobs and economic recovery. As city councilor for the last 4 years, Warren has championed policies to attract private companies, create living wage jobs, and grow our economy. Warren believes in removing unnecessary barriers so businesses can locate here, contribute to our community, and help Salem continue being a great place to live. Quality of life. Warren has lived in Salem his entire life. He graduated from college at Willamette University and stayed, raising his family here, with his wife, Linda. He's committed to upholding the attributes that make Salem great. Warren recognizes quality of life issues don't just include jobs or new parks, but also address topics like homelessness and panhandling. Warren is helping solve the problem of homelessness by serving on the newly formed Regional Mid-Willamette Homeless Initiative Task Force. Public safety. Warren believes public safety is a top priority. His work on the city council has proven he's an effective advocate for our first responders and emergency personnel. During Warren's time on city council, he has helped lead the discussion on regulating the new marijuana industry, addressing the need for a new police station, and making seismic upgrades to the library, city hall, and our bridges. Partial list of endorsements. Anna M. Peterson, Salem Mayor. Kevin Cameron, Marion County Commissioner. Gene Durfler, former State Senate President. T.J. Sullivan, former President, Salem City Council. Brent DeHart, former Salem City Councilor. Mike Erdman, Home Builders Association of Marion and Polk Counties. Janine Stice, Gladys Blum, Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. Visit www.warrenbednarz.com for the complete list. This information is furnished by Greg Astley and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 18, a second candidate for City of Salem Councilor Ward 7, Sally Cook, C-O-O-K. Occupation, health educator. Occupational background, Marion County Health Department, health educator. Life source, natural foods clerk. Social Security Administration, service representative. Educational background, Portland State University, BS, Health Education and Health Services, 2001, Sprague High School, Judson Middle School, Liberty Elementary School. Governmental experience, Citizens Police Review Board, chair, Salem Public Library Advisory Board, board member, Sunny Slope Neighborhood Association, vice chair. Community leadership, Citizens Police Academy graduate, Sunny Slope Community Garden founder, Westminster Presbyterian Sunday School teacher, Creative Discoveries preschool board member. A fresh start for Salem. I'll bring my energy and dedication to be a fresh voice for neighborhood-led change. I believe strong neighborhoods bring the greatest value to a city and give it character. As the mother of two young daughters, I understand the need for sidewalks and safe streets to ensure that families feel safe on Salem streets. Where others saw vacant land, I saw an opportunity to build a community garden that could serve the local neighborhood. Now, the Sunny Slope Community Garden is a shining example of a model community garden for Salem. As a lifelong resident of Salem, I have seen our city grow and change while livability is left to chance. Salem deserves smart and sustainable growth to ensure a bright future for the people living here. As a member of the Salem Public Advisory Board and as part of a family of avid library users, I have a deep appreciation of the many ways the library contributes to literacy and lifelong learning in Salem. Residents deserve a library that is open 7 days a week. My work at LifeSource taught me to put customers first. The city needs to put their customers first and invest more in the livability of our city. Partial list of endorsements. Oregon School Employees Association Local Chapter 95. Service Employees International Union Local 49 and Local 503. Paul Evans. Tom Anderson, Ward 2 City Councilor. Nancy McMorris Addicks, Salem-Keizer School Board. This information furnished by Alex Cohen and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.